Okay, Abdullah. Little louder, brother. Can y'all hear?
I was saying that if you guys have the link open and it looks like it's just like a blank gray screen, just click the screen and it'll come up.
I'm at the screen that says Slide Rocket Zeta with the orange button and a triangle for me to push to the right. Is that where I'm supposed to be?
Yes, and you're going to click play.
All right, I've clicked play.
Now you're going to click the screen.
Okay, so I got the words, the economic conundrum. Okay.
Okay, then you're going to click it again, and then it should be like fire. I'm going to get it to where all of this happens automatically. I already did it for some of the computers. But, yeah, that'll happen in the final.
Okay, that's cool. So as it is, direct us through it. That is, you're making a presentation as it is, so you got to direct us through it, whatever you want us to do to see it. And then do you talk us through it, or do we watch it and just get back to you? You know, you got to introduce it. Direct me.
I don't want to sound like it's regurgitating, so I would say just read it yourself.
Oh, really? Okay. The two screens are blank. The only other screen that I come up with is slide four. we are not supposed to be reading in a slide presentation. Okay, like this. This is where you have the financial crisis 2008. Now, I don't care what presentation program you're using. Slide Rocket is, you know, it's PowerPoint on steroids. But at no time should we be reading. House values were steadily increasing every month, which made it easy for homeowners. You know that, right? You know how our PowerPoint presentation stuff is. Okay. Now that's the only thing I see. Slide four or five. My slide three is blank. My slide two is blank. All right, am I missing something?
Yes, you must click the screen. On every side, you must click the screen.
I see. Thank you. All right, great. Slide two coming in. Good graphic. Good. What is economic conundrum? The part that you have on the bottom is too small, okay? That does not, you know, it's like if you're going to print this out and hand it to somebody as a report, that's good. If you're going to do a presentation live, it's not. Now, that what you have typed, again, if you're going to print it out and hand it to somebody, great. And or you can have it in your notes for you to read or to go from when you're making a presentation. Do you understand, Abdul? Okay, what I learned comes in, begin to come in more like it, except for it would be great to have a graphic on that slide as well, okay? But that's more like it in terms of not having us read so much. Abdullah, unless your presentation has some built-in audio or moving it through, like, again, what you have on slide five, I'm not going to read. You can tell me, but I'm not going to read it, okay? It's not like a report that I'm asking you to read. So I read the slides that click and say, what is the economic conundrum? The other part under that, you can tell me if you want to. I'm willing to hear it, but I'm not going to read it. You see, if you imagine you're speaking this to an audience, then you're not needed. If you have it, if somebody's gonna read it, and if you know again, so I'm waiting for like a presentation that generally is a body, there's a person standing up saying something, I got what you got, you know, when do you need the link to our standard for PowerPoint presentations? Don't know what those are or forgot those? Help me out. Abdullah, can you hear me?
No, I'm not finished, of course. There's going to be a lot more additions as far as the transitioning, the information, everything. There's a lot more stuff than that.
Great. That's not the question that I asked you. I asked you, do you know or have the link to our standard for doing PowerPoint presentations, whether they're animated with Slide Rocket or not?
No, I don't.
Wow. Let me get those for you. Okay. Did you hear what I said about the small writing that you have and where those would more appropriately go? Hello? Did you hear what I said about those? Or did you step away?
I didn't step away. You said that you were going to say, I thought you said you were going to say this for
me. Talk a little loud. I didn't hear that.
I thought you said you were going to go get this for me.
No, I'm not talking about for that. I'm earlier. You see, I've commented several times to each one of your slides. Have you heard my comment on slide 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5?
Yes. You said that you shouldn't be reading it unless there's some audio or something to go along with it. Of course, it's not how I plan to present it, but since this is just a draft and I'm not even finished yet, I was just gonna have you guys read it, because the draft isn't really, like, you know.
When it's a draft, then what you do is you come on and present it. See, a presentation, unless it's supposed to be a self-running presentation, and that's fine. Even that, you want to, I'll give you some of the links to it. It's like, what I expect is for you to drive it. For you to, I don't want to, well, y'all can just read it yourself. Unless you already have audio that you've recorded in it, or you have it in its form so that it can be moved itself, separate and apart from somebody reading where you start on slide 2. That's all I'm saying, okay? No, I thought you said, we hadn't looked at it. I didn't know. I said, should we start? Okay, and you said, I don't want to repeat what's there. And you don't have to repeat what's there. You know, when you have notes like this and finish, you can just present. You can just talk what's there without us having to read it, okay? Say what's there. Just summarize it for us and then move to the next slide. And you can say, well, you know, here I plan to have this, but what goes here is that. That is, I want a presentation. I want your presence, okay? Your voice summarizing the key pieces just as will be in the final version, okay? That's a presentation. Now, you know, again, if it's a total multimedia presentation without you present, then it's not ready yet for that kind of stuff. So when it's not ready, then you come on and says, well, you know, unders what is the economic conundrum? And then you can tell us what you want us to, what you have there for us to read. Okay? I'm instructing you now on how to do a presentation. All right? Let's take that in. All right? I know the information is there. I know it's just draft. So I'm cool with that. So even sometimes when you have to do a draft presentation, you know, you know, you present it, summarize the information so the people don't read it and they can move through the next slide and move through the next slide. Okay? And just expect to be whatever you have, whether finished or not, you're going to get feedback on it, whether the person tells you that or they tell the person next to them. Okay? All right. I'm out. While I get you the link, other people, you can seek others to other feedback or what other people got from if they chose to read that small type. You know, so just keep driving it until you're done.
I thought it was a good presentation. I'm sure it would have been good if you talked through it too, but since we were just supposed to read it, I thought it was good, and yeah.
Okay, Abdullah, seek other feedback. Drive it. You know, you've been with me long enough. I don't have to do this for you. You know, drive it. Ask other feedback.
Okay, is there any other feedback?
I think that the transition is good. I like that. But the information, how you explain what you learned. I like the math.
All right, are you done?
Is that it?
Abdullah, are you done?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Next time you do this presentation, I don't want you to ask us to read it unless you have it, all the multimedia stuff in it so that it drives itself. Okay. I want to hear your voice and hear your presentation. Okay. That's it. Okay. That's what I want to hear. Okay. All right. No, son, I didn't ask you. I said, what do we, you know, listen, I'm telling you, when I started, I didn't know how your presentation was. I had a blank screen. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I want you to be able to judge if it's not ready for where you have audio and music and it self-driving, okay? Then you say, all right, let me present this, okay? Because it's not done. Now, if it's, so I asked because I don't know your presentation. This is at the beginning. I don't know what you did. Do you understand what I mean by that? I expect it's that kind of like, should we ride or walk to the store? And you know that the car is up and the tires are flat. And you should say, well, we can ride. And then I get in the car and said, the tires are flat. And you said, well, you asked, should we ride? How did I know the tires are flat? Do you get me, Abdullah?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. You know your presentation. I don't. So I expect for you to have a standard, okay? Again, this is I'm teaching you how to do this. Please don't be so resistant, okay? You don't do a presentation. You don't go through it. If you didn't know it before, it's okay. I'm not mad with you. But I'm just saying in the future, do not ask anybody to read a presentation like this. That's not the same thing as reading a paper, okay? If it's not in a presentation form so that it's designed so they can move through it, okay? You know, easily and like you want it, then don't ask that. Okay? Even if I say, should we read it or should we whatever? Okay? Then you says, no, it's not ready for that. Let me present it to you. Okay? So that's all I'm wanting you to learn. All right? And here's the link. Now, I also want everybody to know our standard for PowerPoint presentation. Type in the text chat if you don't know those. Kamal and Kanata, are you here? Okay. Now, Kamal, Kanata, Abdullah, you can go through that. Nima, I want to see Nima, Safi, and Tavon. Y'all have already got it, so let's keep on with Nima's presentation. But Sakili, Kamal, Kanata, and Abdullah, click on that link and go through that, and then we'll talk about what you learn when you're done. Okay?
Okay, so this is the draft for my Mount Clemson presentation, the slide one. On slide two, here's a list of all the major topics that we covered during in economic conjunction so far: the local or community currency, historical financial struggles, black housing, the income crisis, the justice at home, and the economy today. In slide three, this is a page where it covers the local community currency. Ithaca Hours, explaining what it is and how it works. And on slide four, also what the local or community currency had to do with the Revolutionary War, which was the fight to maintain the continental currency. And then I just go on to explain each of the other sections too. I haven't finished that yet, but that's what I'm going to do with it. So that's all I have so far.
All right, great. Feedback, I'll give mine last. Safia, Tavon.
Okay, I think it's good that you brought up the hours and really showed how powerful it is. I know that. Yes, that's about it as well.
Safia? Great. Nima, first, I like the way you narrated your presentation, even though it's in draft form, and gave us a sense of how it was set up and how you what you have done and what you intend to do. You know, with the essentially almost table of contents or a sense of what topics were covered. Doing that whets our appetite. It's just like an introduction to a paper. That's very good. Also like that your typeface was large, so it's easy to read and to get to. Like your graphics with the Ithaca Hours and your few words. For all of us, when you may have additional notes that you want to say, so while people are looking at a slide, you may give additional information for that slide that you have in your notes that's not presented on the screen. Now, if everything that you have is presented on the screen, then there is no use for you doing a live presentation. Your job is to use the graphics and a few bullet points, okay, to drive home the key ideas, and then you may expound on those ideas from your notes. Does everybody understand that?
Yes.
Good. That's how you do a presentation. If all of the information is there, then you're not needed. In which case, if you want to make a self-driving presentation, then you have to create one in that way that you expect the person to move forward without your being present. But if you're asked to present, you want to use the graphics to help drive home the points, the key points that you are trying to make. So on this slide 3, Nima, you might say a little bit about in your formal presentation of how the money, the time is money, for example, and some of the decisions, that are there. Okay. All right. But and I like the graphics and the sparse and the key bullets, but they're not too many. And the fourth slide, I like both of the graphics. They clearly are relevant. That picture says the Revolutionary War. If it were me, I would move it up and maybe put a shadow to darken. So that the revolution, or if you move Revolutionary War up a little bit, I can see it more clearly, and then making sure that was a fight to maintain continental currency doesn't get lost as well. So you just do a little bit to make sure those stand out, and the pictures, the graphics, and the positioning of them are also graphic. I mean, it's nice. It actually creates a leading line kind of a piece there. And of course, as you're presenting it, then just with these short words from your notes, you would say this is an example of continental currency and tell some of that story. Now, one other thing that I would do differently, you have three different kinds of fonts on it, okay? And I know this is draft, so I'm telling you, you have the also in what looks like Times New Roman. You have the local community, which is a kind of, it's not aerial, and then you have the Revolutionary War and the other one. So I wouldn't have three different kinds. That also to me would either be in the other form. One other thing I would do on the local community, I would probably put a hyphen just because of that L in local. It, minimal, minor, and at the same time stylistically are key. All right, now number 5, of course, we haven't gotten to. So, all right, good job so far. All right. Now, Safiya has some feedback for you. If you have any questions about that, please say so. Kamal Kanata and Sakili and Abdullah, have you completed going through that link that I gave you?
Okay, I have a question about that one. It's not loading all the way for me, though. Every time I click it and I'm trying to reload it, but it's not coming up all the way.
Okay. Why suffer in silence? You can type, I can multitask. You can say, you know, type, but Bible Kessa is not working for me. Okay? I want y'all to get used to that. Do not suffer in silence. Okay? It is not ill-mannered for you to type in the text chat, Bible Kessa, excuse me, it's not working. And I'll say, okay, great, I'll get to it in a second, or stay here. But when something's not working, you got to let me know as soon as possible, or else I assume that it is working. Okay. Now, what happens when you put the click the link?
Okay, the first time, like when I click it, it'll take a really long time to load, and then when it comes up, it's not loaded all the way. Like pieces of the page are missing. I'm gonna try and reload it.
Really, it's a PowerPoint presentation that you're looking for.
Yeah, I know. You're supposed to click where it says to view it, right? Well, when I go there, it's not coming up all the way. It's taking an unusually long time to get up there.
Try that link, please. You can even download the presentation to your computer. And actually, there's death by PowerPoint. There's fixing death by PowerPoint. There's how to make good PowerPoint. Steal this presentation, the art of presentation too, following the Zen path. Okay. And everybody should, you know, check out those. You know, there have been some updating since we loaded Death by PowerPoint, but they began to make the point. So let me know, is it working yet? Abdullah, what about for you?
This is the same PowerPoint that's on the wiki page, right?
For you, for those who've seen the one on the wiki page, you might go down to do the art of presentation too. Okay.
I didn't get that last part. You said the art of something.
Well, if you click on that link that I put in, it would give you under SlideShare several presentation options in terms of how do you make good PowerPoint presentations. The first one is the one that we've used for years. It's been on the wiki. The others are updates of that. Okay.
Okay.
And the one that I am clicking through right now is the one that's called The Art of Presentation 2, Following the Zen Path Preparation. Do you see that? All right, I'm going to quickly, let's go through at least some of the everybody click on the one that says the Zen. It'll just make, you know, okay, let's just, you know, go through a couple of these slides, both seeing what they're teaching and at the same time how they're using it, okay? Now, I'm not buying, you know, y'all are in the computer age. Y'all know this stuff. So I don't want dumb PowerPoint presentations, both in terms of content and in terms of style. I'm sorry. That is not acceptable. And motion does not take the place of good presentation and good content. And too often, folks get into the latest and the greatest, and they don't deal with the good good graphic presentation and good presentation that they would present. So I'm going to give you the link to, and we're going to go through this for a second if everybody have it come up. And I don't mean a long time, but these are several of the presentations. And this is the standard for us, these kinds of presentations. Hold on. All right. So in addition to what you already have been linked to on the wiki, let's click on this one. Everybody type when you're ready. All right. You can click on full or not. All right. Great. Safia Abdullah.
I'm here.
All right. Great. So now we're going to go through. All right. Notice number one. Isn't that lovely? Okay. And you can find that, or you can photograph it yourself. It's not hard. You know, you have it relevant. This is something that will make me want to look at the presentation. Your job is to capture people's attention. Okay. All right. Let's go to number two. So here is a table of contents. And you're going to see why, preparation, design, delivery, and resources. Under preparation, what for, message, story, ideation techniques, and storyboard. We're not going to go through all of this, but I just want you to see different ways of making your PowerPoint presentation do something. Yours doesn't have to look like this, but I expect for you to give some thought to it so that it looks good, it looks attractive, and it can get the message across, okay? You don't have to just follow the bullet pattern the default bullet pattern, because in PowerPoint or Google Doc or the Google presentation or slideshow, you can move things around. All right. Number two, please ask questions or comments if you need to. I'm going to move quickly. That's just because I don't want to turn the whole class into this. At the same time, presentation, when I ask you to do a presentation, I don't expect what I'm disappointed. I'm honest. Let's go. All right. Number slide three. tell me something. Give me your reaction to slide three. What is the picture from? Does anybody recognize the picture?
Is that from Rocky?
That's right. All of y'all got it. Now, what was Rocky doing in this part of the movie?
He was training.
That's right. He was getting ready. So notice the topic is readiness, okay? And having you be ready. And so the image is designed to reinforce that, okay? That's what your images are for, all right? Your image is designed to reinforce the message, okay? And you don't have to have a lot of, you know, well, it is important to be ready, because, well, you can say that, but on your image gets it, okay? So at the top you have readiness, what for, and so this section is readiness. All right, let's go to the next slide, please. Now, you know, for what, okay? Because some people would have put readiness for what on the same slide, okay? And what is this BTW call?
That means by the way.
What do they mean by the way call?
When people tell you about your presentation.
All right, great. I see you, Safia. Unexpected. You know, by the way, you know, it's, you know, it'll answer something for what, the real deal. I'm not absolutely sure about that one. Okay. Then the next is a sequel. So you got another image, you know, another person on the phone, you know, and it's sequels. But again, the key part is readiness for what? The first part is readiness. Now, readiness for what? And assume the main point, by the way, and the sequels. And the result. So you got, you're ready for what? You're ready for the main point, or by the way, you're ready for the sequels or whatever's going to come after that, and the result. Notice in the slide on the result, you have one image, and then you have the result, okay? So, you know, instead of a lot on one slide, he has a little on one slide, but designed to make the point, okay, to use the graphics to stimulate the mind to make the point. Next slide, please. All right, now readiness for what? So no graphics on this slide, but readiness accounts for 80% of success. You think your audience will get that? Okay, if it's buried in the small text someplace, it won't. All right, and particularly this is contrasting given that everything else has been graphics. And now you come here and it's straight out. But there's 6 words if you count the of and the 80% as words as well. Now, if you were making the point, you might elaborate on this. You might elaborate that at the University of California and a study that was repeated in 2010, scientists found that 80% of your success depended upon your readiness, whatever. Okay, so that could be added in your presentation. All right, let's go on to the next one. What does that image say? The image with the hourglass. What is that about?
It's kind of showing that, you know how you use the hourglass to count minutes or to time yourself. It's trying to show the point of it, how it takes time to do stuff.
Very good. Again, the graphic goes to reinforce the concept. The concept is time. It takes time. Here's a graphic. Okay. Notice it's not the whole thing. You know, but it's also one large image. Now, sometimes you can have multiple images, but also sometimes multiple images, if you don't lay them right, can be confusing. All right, keep going. All right, so now, you know, that was the preparation for what? Now it's the message. Keep moving. All right. Now with the what? What do we want to say? Gee whiz, the message in a bottle. What's the message? All right, let's move. What do we want them to remember? Now, I don't know this movie. What is the importance of this graphic for those of you who might know this movie?
This is Finding Nemo, where Doris, who is Doris, right? I think it's Doris the blue fish. She has problems remembering stuff, and she has to remember an address so they can find Nemo, which is why the movie's called Finding Nemo.
So the message is, what do we want them to remember? And she used an image that actually is about, has you start to deal with or recall the importance, at least for this character, of remembering. Okay, hope y'all are getting it. All right, let's go to the next one. Now, what does the elevator got to do with the pitch?
You said before that an elevator pitch is like, you have to explain something to somebody in like, was it 10 seconds or 7 seconds or something? It was like a short but thorough presentation.
Very good. That is, often if you're working in corporate environments or different situations, you are on the elevator and you got your captured audience. So let's say you're on the elevator, you're trying to get into this school, or you want this particular job, or you want this contract, and lo and behold, person gets on the elevator with you. All right, hi, how you doing? You only have a minute or two before the elevator gets to the floor where the person will be off, where everybody's getting off. Do you know how to do your presentation in a short period of time? Do you know how to go to the essence of the presentation? Okay. So anyway, that's why the elevators are there. Again, I want you to see there are not a lot of images. Also, this elevator image is dimmed and dull, and it doesn't compete with the message. It complements the message. All right. So now you got to be ready, for the message. Now ready for the story. Let's go to it. All right. Next slide. Slide is, a presentation is a story. Period. 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 Emphasis. Exclamation point. A story. Okay? That's what you got to keep in mind. A presentation is a story. Let's go to the next slide. You know, so crafting this story, but not this kind of story. Thank goodness. All right. Crafting the story, next slide. Make it shorter. Wow, does that make the point? Would you think that would help the audience remember the concept of make it shorter? The graphic is designed to make the point. Come on with it, y'all. Now, the next one. Another slide. The secret of being a bore is to tell everything. So in your story, you want to make sure that you know you don't try to tell everything. You know, that you know how to go to the key parts of it. And again, this is another way to use a photograph or a picture. You know, push it to the side, left or right, up or down. Use the other space, okay? All right, now, next slide. Rehearsal is 80% of success. So you got slides, and you have your notes, then you have your handouts. That's when you're doing a presentation. You have your slides, your notes, your handouts. Too many people try to make their notes or their handouts their presentation. Nobody is going to sit up there and read on the slide from their audience seat or their computer all your small type. Okay? Don't do it. If you got to say, here are my notes, here's my outline for it, and, you know, and I haven't done my PowerPoint presentation yet, boom. Or here's my start of it, but here's my research and here's my notes, then you present that. But your presentation is not your notes or your handouts. And you can actually, anytime you're doing a presentation, you can click people to notes, to a notes page on your on the wiki space, you know, and so that they can go and study your notes later, okay? Or they can have a handout if you want that, all right? Next slide, please. Rehearsal is 80% of success. What the audience sees, okay? Notice the size matters. What we're dealing with here is the size matters and what you see, okay? What the audience takes away, okay? All right, story. How do I craft a story? Again, notice, you know, the clean use of graphics and even in the how do I craft a story, notice the key word is craft, so that's highlighted, all right? If y'all see good presentations in terms of how people have done it, and there are many different ones, copy it, please. You know, you'll get a chance to make yours original. It'll be that, but gee whiz, just you know, don't copy dumb, dull stuff. All right, just, you know, have stuff that's like, boom. And I don't buy it. It costs you $13, $14, $15. That your stuff has to be yuck, terrible, and whatever. You don't do that when you're texting. You know, you don't, you know, you want the best. Keep it going. All right. Next one, after how to craft. Now, every story is made up of exposition, plot, and resolution. See, when you're doing this presentation of what you're learning, most of you are not even thinking about it as a story. But it still is a story. Okay? What's the plot? Ooh. And so one of the things, all right, let's just stop right here, okay? What is meant by exposition, plot, and resolution?
What do you mean, like, what is meant by it? It's the parts of a story.
So what is exposition in terms of the part, the story?
Is it exposition, like, how it's, like, set up, the story?
All right, so Nima says how it's set up. What do you say?
I say what, like, what is the material and its form.
Okay, now we finished last semester. We spent a lot of time on expository writing. What was that about?
That was about writing information and attaching to it.
Click on that link, please. What we're going to do is we're going to just deal with the exposition, go deal this, and we're going to, all of us right now, based on what you're learning, we're going to create a quick story based on what you're learning using this model. Let me know when you're done knowing what an exposition, what do we mean in this case, an exposition.
Is the first part of the plot.
Give me a little bit more than that. Okay, we got that. That's true. But what else?
It has the characters and the details about like the information on the characters in it, and basically the background information of the story and the setting of the story.
Okay, so if y'all see these three things here, like you, all characters of the story have a history, details about their past, and that are important to understand the personality of the present life. It's important to readers know some of the details in order to understand the story. That's called the exposition. It's the background information on the characters and the setting explained at the beginning of the story. It'll have information about the important events. So tell you what, in the text chat right now, based on what you've learned, I want you to either think about characters that you've learned about that'll help you tell the story. Or even, in this case, concepts, okay, that you're going to make into characters. Fire up the text chat right now. Who are the characters, or what are the elements, the concepts that you're going to make characters, based on what you learned in this class?
I guess one character would be the banker.
Would be who?
Bankers.
Okay, depending on your story, that's fine. Bankers could be one character. What's the sister's name, the older sister, who was cheated out of her house? That's right. What's her name, Sophia? We're talking about the same person. Who is she? What's her name? And y'all can't be remembering Nicholas Biddle and Andrew Jackson and not remembering the Africans. Thank you, Sakili. Betty Towns. Okay. So that's one character. There's also, what's a concept that you're going to talk about? What's a concept that you're going to talk about? A concept that you learned in this class that's going to be a part of your story.
Wait, you asked for any more characters?
I said, you either can keep putting characters or you can put concepts that you will make characters. So you have the option. The floor is still open for characters, that is, that we typically think of characters as people. But you also know of stories where concepts become characters. Right? Do y'all get that? How do you make a concept a character in a story? Is good a concept, like good versus evil? And we could actually say, well, one day, you know, good was born, or, you know, and good was equity banking, okay? Or good was blah, blah, blah. Then bad was, come on, y'all, come on, come on, okay? You're a media generation. It's coming at you all the time. Concepts are it's called animation, okay? And in this case, I'm not talking about technical animation. I'm talking about giving inanimate objects or concepts, life. So if you don't know about that, just then type in the text chat, I want either more characters. We got Betty Towns. Thank you, Safi and Sakili, and Nima, banksters. Other than characters, give me concepts that you have learned, concepts, definitions, stuff that you have learned in this class. Type in the text chat. Okay, good. Esusu is a concept. So this is all y'all learned? All you've learned the whole time here is Esusu and economic battles and Betty Towns. Just brainstorm. I'm sorry, go on.
You're just asking for concepts, right?
Concepts or characters. And if characters come to mind, you can do characters or concepts. Concepts are ideas or thoughts, things you learn. Okay. Now, I'm going to go back. You can deal with this little interactive elements of a story on your own, and hopefully you'll get some things. So now that you've gotten some pieces, then what you're wanting to do is the point in our presentation in terms of the auto presentation is you have the background and then you have the plot. So everybody go back to our presentation where we're at the plot. So whether it's Betty Towns, whether it's Nicholas Biddle, whether it's Andrew Jackson, whether it's you know, any of those folks, or any of the concepts, Isuzu or whatever, you got, that's, you know, you got to give there some background. Then the plot. So what's a plot?
A plot is, a plot is the, how the story is going to go and what's the plan for the story.
Come again, Tavion, the plot is what?
The order of the story and the plan of the story, like what's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay. And included in the plot is something essential. What's the essential thing that's in the plot?
The story?
No, all of it is the story. The exposition, the plot, the resolution. The whole thing is a story. See, now every story is made of, and you got all of those. Okay, conflict, folks. Conflict. Write it down. Type it down. Conflict. Okay. If you have no conflict, you have no story. Okay. It can be an internal conflict. It can be an external conflict. Now, you're talking about presenting your information, even if it's about Ithaca hours. Okay. All right. Just how would you, given what you know, we're going to take some of the concepts that you put in. How would you take, what's the conflict that either gave rise to the Ithaca hours or that's inherent, that has to be resolved? Either for the audience to resolve or you to resolve or that they had to resolve. What was some conflict or struggle? Why did they create them in the first place? So nobody knows why people, why they just one day said, well, we just want to do our own currency.
Because there wasn't a lot of money in their circulation because people were suffering from job loss, and so they didn't have any U.S. dollars and stuff to create their own country.
In other words, a depression, or at least a recession, you know, with high prices, not a lot of income flow, and joblessness, etc. That's an important piece, because then that's the conflict, okay? And part of the resolution was Ithaca hours, their own currency. So Nima and others, as you're talking about that, think about this. You see, so think about, okay, you know, here is a situation. This created tension, created whatever, and the resolution was, bam, their own currency. Now, sometimes there may have been struggle inside of even that, okay? You know, what were some of the struggles in class that we talked about that came up when we talked about Ithaca? What were some of the conflicts or struggles that we talked about in our class regarding the Ithaca hours?
A lot of people were poor.
I didn't hear the last part of what you said. A lot of people were what?
A lot of people were poor.
Okay, I've shifted from that. I'm saying in our class, we also had a conflict around Ithaca hours, or a struggle, or some tension. Do you remember that? Well, some people said, okay, go ahead, Nima.
The recession or depression?
No, that's not what I remember. That may be, because, you know, again, lots of stuff gets going on. So that may be one for you if you remember it, and that can help tell your story. And I remember that some people in this class didn't think Ithaca dollars were real currency. That was bartering. Other people says, no, that's real money. Other people says, no, it's not real money, because you can't spend it anywhere but there. Do y'all remember that conflict? Hello? Abdullah, do you remember that? Safia, do you remember that? What a wonderful way to start off to tell that aspect of it, okay? That in our class, we had, for some people said Ithaca hours were bartering. Other people said that it was currency. That other people could just be Babur Kessa, but still, you got a conflict going on. On this corner, there was Safia and Abdullah, and they were, bam, oh, Ithaca is not currency. Safia said, well, it's not backed by anything. Abdullah said, you can't spend it anywhere but in Ithaca. So, how was it? What was the resolution? Was it currency or not? How was it resolved, for those of you who remember? Now, I know Kanad and Kamal, Sakila, you weren't here. Safia, how was it resolved? Abdullah? The conflict, not the conversation, the conflict. If you don't know, put IDK, okay? I just got to know that you're still with me and you're paying attention, okay? Yes, you may, Nima. Well, answer this for me. Are Ithaca dollars, Ithaca hours, is it real currency? Yes or no? Abdullah? Hey, are you in class? I want quick response. Let me tell you. I already told you this. If you want to say thinking, then you say thinking, but you do not stay quiet when I ask you a question. I got to know that you're not looking at some other website, that you're focusing on what I'm talking about. So you can say, Bible Custer, give me a minute, or I'm thinking, or type in the text chat. I got to have a quick response. If you do not, I will kick you out of the class. I know you want to be out of the class. That won't be permanent, though, you know, but you know what I'm saying? I got to know that you're with me. Okay, now we already come up with a solution for that. When you're not following me, what is your responsibility? No. You got another responsibility. Because you were quick to say, you're just saying stuff, okay? And it's a habit of you, when you don't understand, for you to put the other person down as if they're doing something wrong because you don't understand it. It's your job to ask a question so you get clear. Here and forevermore, son. So if I'm saying something and you don't get it, your job is to say, okay, Bible Kessa, I was with you up to here, here, here. I don't understand this part. That's your job. And that's part of what you will be graded on in this class. This is a conversation that I had with you and your mother. Okay? And we laid out specifically some things for you to do. You to take notes and also notice when you're getting lost. Not when the other person is rambling. When you, Abdullah, is getting lost. I'm not lost. I know exactly where I am and where I'm going and where I came from. You may not. And so it's your job to say, okay, I got lost this part. I don't know where that's going, or I don't understand the question before me. And you ask the question so that you will get clear. If you, in anywhere about you, take this attitude to college or any place, you will get eaten alive. A professor will give not a flying rat's butt about whether you think they are rambling or not. Your job is to ask the question so that you can get clear. And that's why I check in with you. That's why your job is to check in with me. So, where did you get confused or get lost in the sauce?
When you were trying to say, after like you were saying that, what was the conflict? Or no, first you said that what some key points and that we were learning about, and then you're trying to have us identify the conflict. I was like, okay, after that, I didn't know.
Do you know what a conflict is? And do you know why I'm talking about conflict?
Um,
then those are the questions you need. Go ahead again, I'm sorry. Would you repeat that? I didn't hear you. Talk louder, please.
Is it simply because of the fact that there's conflict and what we're learning?
Okay, so Keely, help him out. Why am I talking about conflict at all?
Because first off, we were talking about having to create a story in your PowerPoint presentation. In order to do that, you needed a conflict in it. And then we were discussing conflicts that we had learned about in the economic conundrum so far.
Very good. Do you get that, Abdullah?
Yes.
What's your question?
I don't have one.
So do you understand why I then began to ask about conflicts and an example of a conflict in, given a concept that you learned in the class? All right. Now, do you remember the specific conflict that I'm referring to regarding the Ithaca hours?
Yeah.
So what I'm wanting you to think about is one way for you to present this story of the Ithaca hours in a way that would make it more memorable to your audience. There are two ways we talked about. One is to talk about the conflict or the struggle that gave birth to the Ithaca hours. Your sister correctly identified you had a recession or depression in that area. That was a struggle. The resolution of that struggle was Ithaca hours. Hello. All right. The next was the struggle in our own class that you can also use. Okay. That would help the audience because audience are attracted to conflicts and resolutions, to stories. That's my point. Whether we use characters or whether you use concepts. Okay? All right. So now we're going to go back to the slide presentation, but that standard I want all of you, Kamal, Kanata, Sakili, Safia, if you are getting lost in the sauce, say, hold up. Here's what I remember. Here's what I follow so far. This part I don't understand. Help me. I'll repeat that. Okay? Tavon is good at doing that. All right? Nima is good at doing that. I keep it rolling. I'm going to the next part in the slideshow. Do you understand what I just wanted to help you see is exposition plot and plot and resolution in the presentation of Ithaca Hours as an example, okay? Using the conflict as a part of the key part of the plot. In this case, okay? And the resolution, of course, was the Ithaca hours. I asked for the resolution for that conflict in the class, and we simply looked up what currency is, and a currency is a medium, any medium of exchange, versus barter, which is a direct services for services or goods for goods, okay? That's barter. Whenever you introduce a medium of exchange, whether it's cowrie shells, you know, whether it's whatever, dollars, gold, silver, then you have currency. And that's how we resolve that in class. Okay? All right. Let's go to the next slide, slide 24.
What is telco?
Yes, but that's for tales. I don't know. Telco, I think, a communication company. Okay. So I think he's trying to say is, yeah, that's nice for like telling stuff, but this is business. Okay. That's what I think he's getting to. Telco, I think, is telecommunication company. And you may be having those same kind of thoughts like, wow, but we're talking about a class. We're not talking about a fairy tale here. Sorry. Let's go to, you know, now that emphasis, that picture emphasizes what words?
Telco.
Really? For me, that picture emphasizes tales, like a fairy tale, like a fantasy. You see, magical? Anyway, let's go on. It may emphasize different things for different people. Okay, so now we're on 25. All right. What about this? Current situation, problem, and solution. Aha. See, what he just did is translated the language to what people generally use when it comes to business or academia, all right? But it's the same thing, okay? And you want to know how to look for the conflict or the it's a problem. It's going to be a conflict. It's going to be a struggle. Resolution is a solution. The current situation is a background. All right. But if you think with the eyes of a storyteller, you'll be able to go to the heart of it and communicate it, and your audience will remember it. And that's your job. You're not just kind of like just doing an assignment. You're having impact. You're teaching. Okay? I did a presentation the other day at the legislature, and I only had 5 minutes. I was supposed to have longer. I had 5 minutes. I started off with, I want to talk to y'all today about between 22 and $66 million. $22 and $66 million, okay? I just emphasize, you know, boom, 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 you know, and we'll talk about it, but just current situation, problem, solution, or exposition, conflict, I mean, a plot and resolution. All right. Are y'all with me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Yes.
All right, let me just summarize before I go here. Tell me what you have learned so far about doing PowerPoint presentations. Anything that we've covered so far that will help you in doing better presentations, whether you're using Google or SlideShare or PowerPoint or SlideRocket.
How to make your slides simpler so it's not really congested on each slide. Not only do you get more slides, but you it's better understandable when it's more spread out. And also, the three parts to a presentation, which is the slides, the handouts, and the notes, that can also be helpful during the presentation.
Okay, great. Anybody else?
Well, I learned about how you kind of have to look at it like a story, and you have to have the beginning, the conflict, and the end, and also how to use your images. They didn't necessarily go over this, but when I saw the Finding Nemo picture and I got the message that they were trying to send across, I realized that you could do that with your PowerPoints too, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Very good. Very good. All right, anybody else?
I learned that your PowerPoints need to be, you can't drag them out because you need to emphasize the points so you can present it better.
All right, Abdullah, what are you taking away?
Of the PowerPoint presentation?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I guess it was supposed to.
No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know what it's supposed to do. I don't want to know what it's supposed to do, and I don't want to know what you guess. I want to know anything that you are taking away from this presentation so far that will help you do better presentations, or remind you of something, and that you would include that would make your presentations better. If it's nothing, then you can say nothing. I don't want no BS, okay, here, okay? I don't want no, I guess it was supposed to anything. I'm not asking for an analysis of what they were trying to do. I'm asking for what you are taking away that can help yours be better.
Okay. I thought the slideshow was very annoying and pointless, and I thought I already had this information before and I already knew yourself, and that's not it.
Wonderful. Love your honesty. Next question then. Why didn't you use it?
I wasn't done with my presentation. Usually I go through all the guidelines after I'm done with the presentation, so I wasn't finished just yet.
Okay, so what you had is then you didn't have a presentation. You had notes. Okay, so great. I expect to see in your final presentation some of these. Glad you got it. I also will look for you're using conflict and exposition and resolution as you tell some of those. Gotcha. All right, let's move. We have, it's 12:09. And Sakili and Kanad and Kamal, I hope you're getting that. What was due today, and we said that, Safia, also I see your note that you said you didn't know it was due today, and I encourage you to pay attention better, or read the notes, or do whatever you got to do. This presentation was today. And this is a presentation of what you have learned. Whenever I ask you in this class, so far this semester, we are at midterm. I want to know what you've learned, okay? You to go to your notes and whatever to summarize that, and then to make a presentation of that. Now, whenever I ask you to do a presentation, without me saying it, you ought to do a report. You got outline, you got notes. You do not start with a graphic presentation. I mean, if you want to stimulate yourself, it's fine, but you really got to summarize, you know, what you've been learning. You got to make a decision about those things that you're going to present. And whether it's from your notes, from your memory, from the videos, what part are you going to present in terms of what you've been learning here? And from that, then you do a PowerPoint presentation, and therefore you already have your notes, or you have the report that you can hand out to people or direct them to for further information. I really, that's what I'm wanting. So what I probably will do is start asking for it in the other form. I'll probably start asking for a report first and then a PowerPoint presentation. But I want you, everybody, to affirm when I ask you to do a PowerPoint presentation, do you understand from here forth I'm asking you to do a report, and then from the report, the PowerPoint presentation. Please confirm that you understand that.
Yes.
So
I have a question. So is it okay? So it's the report first, and then the PowerPoint presentation.
Sure. See, you can't do a PowerPoint presentation without having made some decisions about what you're going to present, what the concepts are going to present. You remember in this presentation that we just went through, they said preparation is 80% of it, okay? And the preparation is, it doesn't have to be in its final and wonderful forms, but if you're going to do a PowerPoint presentation, you're going to do a report or an essay that summarizes what you're presenting. The first thing that I recommend is that you do a mind movie. You don't have to. That's why Wakessa likes to do that, because it likes the little spidery things going all over the places. But you could do an outline, okay? First, I would say a brainstorm of just a list of the different things that you learned that you want to begin to talk about. Then decide which ones of those you're going to talk about. Then you write out the sentences or the paragraphs and the notes. Okay, from the notes, then you choose what the key concepts are, and that's what goes into your PowerPoint presentation. Now, often this will be done behind the scenes, okay? But I want to begin to make it explicit, because I don't want your PowerPoint presentation to not be something that you have prepared for and that you've thought of and that you have other notes for, okay? Now, if you want to do it backwards, start with the graphics, do the presentation, write the other stuff. It just means that you're doing it in your head, but I expect to see notes, okay? And I don't want to see notes on a page, okay? I can see concepts on the page. I can see key bullet points on the page. I can see key words on a page. I can see images. This is a PowerPoint, but I don't want to see a report. I don't want to see paragraphs, okay? Those go into your notes or report section. Okay, I want you that to be on a wiki page that's associated with the PowerPoint. Okay. Now, So you got that, all right? Because clearly, a person may ask a question. You may want to say, well, this is where this comes from. And here, this is a link here that will give you, you know, more information or where they can read later what you were teaching them and talking to them about, okay? So that's what I want to see, not just for this class, for every class, okay? And as you're presenting concepts, and then I want you to think about the characters that you can use and think about the graphics as you saw them here and in other presentations, okay? Go back to that site, I mean that link earlier in the text chat that has several of these various presentations so that you can become expert at doing presentations that are memorable. The whole notion, remember the Finding Nemo, is to get the audience to remember what you're saying. Now, if you don't think what you're saying is important, then you have nothing whatsoever to say. And you can just turn in a blank presentation and get an F. Okay? But if you're going to say it, then it's worth saying and it's worth presenting and people remembering. All right? So that I expect there's a higher standard. Okay? This is easy to do. You know, this is what y'all do. This is what your generation does. I'm old. You know, I'm 56. Y'all need to be leading me in all kinds of cool presentations that aren't just, you know, old-fashioned PowerPoints. You know, image at the top, bullet, 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 image at the top, bullet, 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 image at the side, bullet, bullet, bullet. Okay? You know, so... That's what I expect. Now, when I asked earlier for you to put in the text chat concepts that you learned, I'm really sad that I don't get a lot. Okay? So what I want in, well, it's 12:15 at this point. This was due today. Okay? What I expected to see minimally, is what Nima presented. And that's minimally. Okay, what I expect to see tomorrow morning is a presentation and outline notes. That's right, tomorrow morning, because it was due today. So I'm giving you an extension. I don't care. You're going to have this tomorrow morning. I expect to see this because it was due today. Okay. Well, guess what? Then you can give me a better draft tomorrow, because this ain't nothing. I got nothing from you tomorrow. Okay? Fine. It can be a better draft. Let me be specific. Abdullah, I want to see your draft, because what I saw, got to go to a different level. Okay? Because I didn't read that type, because that's not a PowerPoint presentation. All right? So I read what you had that was more like a presentation. The other stuff in the report. So I expect to see an outline tomorrow. I expect to see some notes, okay, and a beginning or draft presentation in the morning. You do not have to have it all done. Safia, ask your question to get unconfused, okay? What question do you want so that I can answer it and you are unconfused? Yes, Kamal and Kanata, including y'all. What I want is, and it can be draft, but I don't mean draft is nothing, okay? That is outline. You can type it in the text chat so you won't be confused. An outline of what you have learned. Okay. Notes that you will pull from. Okay. All right. And something of a start of a PowerPoint presentation. Okay. In the morning, 8:15. What's your question, Safia? Your notes and your outline should be on the wiki page so that I can see it. Then I'll start seeing a beginning of your PowerPoint presentation. Notes to what we already have, notes to everything. No, I don't want to see you. See, you got to make a decision. There's no way in the world in a presentation that you're going to tell everybody every single thing from every notes that you have done. Okay? There's no way to do that. You have to make decisions. Okay? Ask me questions. Don't tell me nothing, Sophia. Ask me questions. Okay? What's the question? And I got you. You got. What's the question? Type it again. All right, Sophia's question. Were we supposed to have an outline? It was just a first draft. So you want a first draft. What I want, I'm telling you now. Forget what you were supposed to have, okay? Because you didn't do anything, okay? I want you to have in the morning an outline of your PowerPoint presentation. It can be in a mind map format or it can be a linear format, all right? I also want to see then notes from that outline. So there's an outline, and from that outline, notes. Now, you can take some of those notes from the notes you've taken, or you can type them all over again. But that is not all of your notes from your class, okay? Okay? You can put an outline, and then you can put another essay that's notes, or if you want to expand your outline, have an outline on one page and the other outline where you expand it and put your notes under it, I don't care. Okay? But I expect to see, here are the things that you're going to be presenting from what you've learned, and here are some of the notes from that, okay? And then here is the beginning of a presentation.
Okay, two things. One, there's notes on an outline because the way that I learned was actually here at I Institute was that there's supposed to be notes included in your outline. In your outline, you're supposed to have the information. You're supposed to have the information. And the second one, we're supposed to have an outline on the presentation or on a report.
I want to see a summary outline. Listen to me. I'm telling you what I want and what you're going to have to do. Okay? All right. I want a summary outline with here are the key points. From that, I want another page or section that has the notes from that for that. And that's going to be a more extensive. Okay. Now, and then from that, I expect to see a presentation beginning. Okay. I don't care what you have done before, Sophia, okay? I'm telling you what I want and what is required now, okay? I don't care, Abdullah, what there already is supposed to be. I'm telling you what I want right now. Get to it, period. I don't want what was done in the past. Hold on, son. Hold on. This is your problem. I'm telling you what I want to see. I want to see just in a snapshot. Here is your outline, and this is your key concepts. That may not even end up being the particular way you're going to do it. This is not an outline for how you're going to do a 10-page report, okay? Because to me, your presentation may shift. Now, it may end up being that, but I expect to see one section. Since it's on a wiki, it doesn't have to be separate pages. But one section, and that section is, here are your key points, your key things, without a whole lot of verbiage underneath. But enough so that I get the concept that you're going to be presenting, or the concepts. That's what I'm calling an outline, or key concepts outline. Next, there are going to be notes underneath those, so that I can then now see when you go to those things, what is it that you're going to be talking about that. In those notes, you might use what you learned today, okay? Some of the background information, some of the conflict or the plot or the problem, and some of the resolution, okay? Abdullah, don't tell me that again. I'm telling you what I want and the way I want it. Do it. Okay? And if it's already there, don't tell me. I don't want to hear anything else about that. I want you to repeat the same thing, okay? If what I'm saying to you is already in your mind for an outline, then just do it the way you already know to do it, son. But this is what I'm looking for. And if you don't have it, you know, I'm going to ding you, okay? And I don't want to hear how it's supposed to been. I'm telling you, for this class, for what I'm seeing and what I'm wanting to see right now, I'm telling you how I'm wanting it. Do you understand that, Abdullah? Yes or no? Not do you agree with it, not whether I'm telling you this for the first time and you never heard it before. Do you understand, you and Safiya particularly, do you understand the three things that I want to see tomorrow morning at 8:15? Yes or no? Okay.
Okay.
No,
okay, good. So okay, hold tight. Good, hold tight then. All right, everybody except for Abdullah and Safiya, you're excused. Have a good lunch. See you in 30 minutes. Abdullah and Safiya, stay right here. All right, run it. You're staying here because you ain't answered my question. That's probably why you're staying here, because you're not hearing what I'm saying to you, okay? And I don't know what that means, okay? You need to pay attention whether it's your conversation or not. I asked you a question, and you didn't answer that. I asked everybody. I said, do you understand the three things that I'm asking you for tomorrow morning? And I didn't get a word from you. All right, I'm asking you, Safiya, do you know the three things that I want to see from you in the morning? Yes or no? All right, type them in the text chat so that I'm sure. While you're doing that, when you type in the text chat and I see it, I'll say, fine, you can go. All right, once I see it. All right, great. Bye. Abdullah, let's talk.
You know what? I'm not. I already got it.
No, you ain't. You ain't got it. You cannot go. You got to talk to me right now, son, because we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to get to the bottom between you and me on this right here. You are not excused. Okay? No, you don't got it because I ain't said it all yet. You repeat to me, what is it that you understand that I want? Don't type it. I want you to hear it in your voice. What is it that you, that's due from you by me at 8:15 in the morning? What?
An outline, some notes, and a draft.
What should the outline consist of?
What are we talking about in your presentation?
What is the difference between what I'm asking you for and what you have been trying to insist that is already in an outline?
That yours is longer and mine is simpler, but it's better.
Say that again now.
I was saying that your way is a little bit longer and my way is simpler, but that's about it.
I didn't ask you a judgment for whether one is longer and simpler. I asked you a description of the difference. You quickly go to judging about what's better, okay? And I'm asking you for a description. So describe what I want and describe how that's different from what you had previously thought or want to have.
You want what I'm going to be talking about on one page, but the actual information on another page. And then what I wanted was the information and the topics I'm going to be discussing on one page.
Very good. And then what's the next thing that I want?
Spelling pronunciation.
Very good. And for you, that needs to go through probably at least 7 to 10 slides. Okay? Your presentation will probably be a total of 70 slides or something of that magnitude, because you're not going to fill up slides with a lot of information. So instead of staying on one slide for 10 minutes, you're going to go through many slides to make your point. Do you understand that difference?
We understand what the why I'm doing it, or what you said. But I understand what you said. I understand why I have to do it.
Good. Very good. Here's why you have to do it that way. Because although you say you understand how you do these presentations, it's not clear to me that you do. When you're doing the presentations using the standard, whether we're doing the Art of Zen today or whether we had that other one up that's been 3 years or 4 years at Aya in terms of Death by PowerPoint, you will see that instead of having a lot of information on one slide or even a lot of points, if you're talking about a particular concept, you might use three or four slides to explain it as opposed to five bullets on one slide, okay? And you use a graphic to emphasize that key point. If you go back through the presentation we saw today, you could have under when it was talking about the story, for example, you could have had several bullets on it. Okay, but there's different. Instead of several bullets, you have several slides for the bullets. And what that means is it will have more slides. It will be less time on each slide, okay? More graphics to help reinforce the message, larger text, less crowding, okay? That's what's expected, you know, for you to do. So the reason that I'm wanting to see a draft is to see if you're getting it, okay? If you're getting the standard, okay? Now, you go someplace else, you can do it that other way. Here, you're learning how to do it this way, okay? So I expect for you to have several slides. Your total presentation will probably, again, be about 70 slides, all right? Just as this particular presentation here is about 70 slides in it. But you move through them more quickly because you're not talking about several different concepts on one slide, even though you may stay on the same subject. That subject may be covered over four or five different slides, as opposed to that subject is covered over one slide with five bullets. Do you understand the difference? Good. Have a good lunch. All right, Safiya, I hope you can have a good lunch. I dismissed you earlier. Hope you get it as well.